Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guests have informed me that doctors and even a U.S. government agency says that 90% of diseases are emotionally based. And if you can get rid of your toxic emotions, healing is easy. Any of you interested in healing being easy?
Oh, yeah.
God is so brilliant, putting the two of you together. Dr. Jen, you have 3 degrees. You have studied psychology in one of your degrees. You understand it all intellectually from a scientific viewpoint. But Dennis, you're the one that amazes me. 6 months after being a believer, you have no feelings. All you know is Jesus is real. No feelings whatsoever. I'm sure some of you can relate to that. But after 6 months, what happened?
I had a dramatic baptism in the Holy Spirit. Didn't even know what it was. But the presence of God came upon me after I had received what they call the baptism of the Holy Spirit at an altar. But the very next day, I was sitting alone in my parents' house, and suddenly the power, I just said, God, I know this is the way we were meant to live. And if I was confined to a wheelchair, I'm going to live for you and serve you all the days of my life. And suddenly I was immersed with an open vision. I was immersed with a joy that was so powerful that I thought, my first thought was, I need a new body. This physical body is not capable of containing any larger measure of joy. I didn't say stop, but I really thought my body was going to explode with the presence of God. I had an instant understanding that God was filling me from head to toe. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I was indwelt by the living God. And from the that lasted without a reprieve for 6 months. I would walk by people and tears would just come out of their eyes, and I never said a word.
And what did God tell you?
He said, my first thing is, this is God. I better go to Bible school because I don't know what's happening to me. And he said, no, I am taking you to the school of my spirit and I will instruct you. And it was so authoritative that all I knew was then, out of this relationship, I must obey.
Okay, Dr. Jen.
Yes.
You observe him at a meeting, praying for someone. And what did you observe that made such an impact on you that later caused you to marry him?
Well, in addition to my degrees, I had been trained as a Christian counselor. And so we were at an intercessory prayer meeting at a conference, and there was a young woman, and in the midst of the prayer, she had an emotional meltdown. And based on what I'd observed, how long counseling took, even the best Christian counseling, my thought was 5 or 10 years worth of counseling right there on the floor.
And it might not even work.
Right, absolutely. And so everybody just turned and stared at her, but Dennis went over and got on one knee beside her. And because of my counseling training, I knew what was happening. He was taking her through one emotional healing after another, and I could see the whole wounded body of believers all over the world could be healed and whole if they knew this secret.
So, well, you know, after you got married,
right.
Dennis, you started, the thing the Holy Spirit showed you, you started working with Dr. Jen, and what difference did it make from your observation?
Oh, that was both a blessing and something that led us to be able to teach this to anybody. She says, mentor me. And I said, well, some of my peers said that it's nobody does it exactly like you do it, Dennis. And she goes, well, I don't care what they said. Teach me.
Yes.
And so I, out of my love for her, I saw that she had all of the right answers in her head. So I wanted to get her out of her head down into subjective experience with Jesus.
So I was basically a wounded, defeated woman, a wounded, defeated Christian. And
You couldn't even talk in front of a group.
I could not even. In graduate school, one of my biggest trials was to try to stand up in front of a class and give an oral presentation. My skin would go ice cold. I'd stumble over my words. And do you know, if that had not been healed, I wouldn't be here today. And my passion to get this information, these how-tos out to believers and set them free, it would have been impossible. I would have never been able to fulfill my destiny.
How does this differ from what you were taught in traditional therapy?
Okay, I saw in traditional therapy, Christian and secular, that the aim is to get people able to cope with life and feel somewhat better. One of the major problems is forgiveness is the key to doing this, but they teach forgiveness is a process. So people can go for weeks, months, and years and never quite forgive, never get toxic emotions dealt with, continue struggling, which is what I had seen even with Christian therapy. But what this does, first of all, it teaches believers how to go to Jesus the Forgiver in them for instant forgiveness, just like when we got saved. It was instant when we got saved. You didn't wait for it.
But these toxic emotions that people have buried in them, they've had for years,
right.
They can get rid of them quickly? That defies traditional medicine.
Well, it certainly does. What I learned from Dennis, what the Lord had taught him in the School of the Spirit, was all we have to do is in prayer present any emotion that's not the fruit of the Spirit, that's not a good emotion, to the Lord, and He will instantly, through His forgiveness, wash the negative out and replace it with supernatural peace. So where there was once a wound, there can be an anointing.
Dennis, tell me about someone who was healed of cancer.
Yes, we had a woman that knew she had terminal cancer. And she said, I believe God's telling me mine is stress related. She says, can I pray through issues of stress? And we said, certainly. And we literally coached her through how to rely upon Jesus, the healer within her, to forgive, in many cases, people that she had harbored resentment for. In many cases, didn't even know it was there, but maybe four or five issues. But at the end of resolving that, she said, I feel a lightness, and found out later that she was cancer-free.
She had terminal cancer?
Terminal cancer.
I'm going to ask the Clarks when we come back to teach you how to do this for yourself.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Did you know that you were not designed to live in pain, sickness, or emotional torment? The same God that formed you is also your healer. Call now to get Dennis and Dr. Jen Clark's powerful book and exclusive three-part audio CD teaching series, Releasing the Divine Healer Within. The book is our second release from its Supernatural Press. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9326. Dennis and Dr. Jen Clark combine both science and the supernatural. In other words, science is finally catching up to the Bible to bring you fresh revelation through their step-by-step guide. Through this teaching, you will learn how to welcome God's creative power to transform every part of your life, even down to a cellular level. Step into your spirit-filled identity and let God heal through you. Live stress-free, overcome toxic emotions, and walk in supernatural rest. Break through the barriers to receive your miracle. Release the energy of faith and prayer to experience healing, vision, and abundant life. The book and three-part audio CD teaching series includes many powerful, life-changing prayers that will lead you into your healing much faster than you ever could have dreamed.
This is the most significant approach to healing that I have ever seen. This brand new book, Releasing the Divine Healer Within, and the 3-CD teaching set, I want you to be whole. You know why? Jesus is coming back soon.
Don't miss out on getting Dennis and Dr. Jen Clark's powerful book and exclusive 3-part audio CD teaching series, Releasing the Divine Healer Within. The book is our second release from its Supernatural Press. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9326. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9326 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
So, Dr. Jen, you had eczema, and when Dennis prayed for you, what happened?
Well, I dealt with some toxic emotions. The Lord showed me an incident.
I want you to go back. I want you to think. Think hard.
And I felt the pain of rejection in that incident and let Jesus, the Forgiver, wash that out, and I was healed of my skin condition.
When did this incident occur?
I was a child in elementary school.
And you had this totally blocked. You're a believer now. Everything's
right,
new,
right. Yes.
But it stayed there. It's in
right,
you.
Right, because toxic emotions don't go away. They just go under the surface and get buried in us, including in the cells of our physical body. And we forget these things. We forget they're even there.
I believe that and unforgiveness are the two major reasons people don't get their healing the way the Bible says we're supposed to.
Absolutely. And forgiveness will instantly cleanse our heart of any toxic emotion, whether it was shame, fear, pain of rejection, anger. Everything we present, we have to feel the feeling and present it to Jesus. He will take care of it every single time. And these negative emotions are the very things that give ground for physical illness.
I want you to know that this is an answer to your prayer. This is what's stopping you. You're saying, God, why won't you heal me? You heal all these other people. I believe this is God's answer for you. Dennis, take Dr. Jen as if she knows nothing and explain how the Holy Spirit taught you to take care of unforgiveness and toxic emotions.
Okay. Now, Jennifer, I want to show you how to drop down into your spirit. I want you to picture like a bucket and a well. Your mind has the bucket in it, and we're going to change the location, and you're going to focus on your Bible heart. After all, we want the bucket to go down where the living water is. As we had a third grader tell us, there's no living water in your head. So we want to drop from our focus from mind to heart, and it's like a bucket going down, and we know that that water is living, and it's like an artesian well. It will rise up like a fountain into everlasting life. It will flow out of you, even without saying a word. You will create the presence of life, for it is God who is at work both to will and to do. Everything good happens down there when the bucket's down low.
So it's gone now, and I feel peace.
And that's normative. That is about the right timetable that it should take. It's instant.
That fast?
Yes. That's our only complaint, is it's extremely fast.
It wasn't any longer than that for you to get saved, was it?
No.
It was
now,
instant.
What have you learned from science that explains what just went on?
Okay. First of all, learned that the Bible, remember we said, says that this is the location of our heart. Jesus said it, Proverbs, it's all through the Bible, belly, bowels, locating this area. It seems that we have two different nervous systems. We have the nervous system connected with the brain in our head, mm-hmm. but we also have the enteric nervous system that is our emotional center. And our emotion.
So we take care of this, and the problem is here, is what you're saying.
Right, right, exactly. And the thing that's amazing is this is sometimes called the second brain down here because mm-hmm. it's got all the neurons in it, just like the brain in your head, except this is the area where your emotions are processed. This is the area where the molecules of emotion are released. This is the area, our emotional brain, our emotional heart, informs the brain in our head how we feel. There's a left vagus nerve that connects the two, but the brain in our head does not send information down to the brain in our gut. The gut sends emotional information back to
us. Is that why Jesus says it's important to believe in your heart?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in addition, the, shall we call it the brain or the heart or where the Bible says the heart is, our heart influences our entire physical body because the belief in our heart is communicated to all our cells, released to all our cells from the epicenter of our spirit.
Yeah, I read a book many years ago by Brother Lawrence called Practice of the Presence of God, and he was able to stay in the spirit all the time, but he never explained how. Now I understand how. This is so simple. Children are getting healed. When we come back, we'll talk about children getting healed.
Right back to It's Supernatural.
If you love watching our It's Supernatural TV program, you can now watch hundreds of archive programs online, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on your computer, your smartphone, your iPad, or your favorite tablet.
ISN will be the vehicle to equip you to being normal, normal as defined by the Bible.
Just log on to SidRoth.org/ISN.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You know, having forgiveness, getting rid of toxic emotions, it's so simple. When you get rid of these things, then you're not blocked in receiving all the promises that God has for you. It even works with children. How young children does this work with?
Well, we've seen it as young as pre-kindergarten, 4 years old. We saw, in particular, a second grader who was proficient at this. This poor little fellow, we were teaching in a Christian school, and the teacher came up to me and said, "See that sad little boy in the front row?" And he had his head cocked and he was all depressed. He missed the first week of school. He had a trauma. And I said, "What happened?" She said, "He got a pet rabbit as a gift. He was running and playing, fell on a rabbit, and broke its neck."
Oh.
And he was just traumatized that he killed his rabbit. And so he missed the whole first week of school, and he was there, but his head was tilted. He wasn't really there. So I said, "I want to teach you how Jesus the Messiah in you can take care of any pain." And I said, "Just close your eyes." And we did Bucket Man. We said, "Just like a bucket, down here, Jesus is there, and he's going to take your pain and your sorrow. He's going to take it away. Now, I want you to receive forgiveness," because he was blaming himself. I said, "Just receive it like a gift from Jesus, the forgiver in you." And all of a sudden, watching him, the countenance went from that sad, dejected, instantly to a smile without him saying a word. You know that there's a transformation that's taking place in the heart from a smile. And he
was so transparent, you can tell.
Yes, and he was open, but it started a chain reaction because other kids heard the testimony. They're crying and raising their hand. He's joyfully going back to his seat with a big grin on his face. He's sitting there, but all of a sudden, my dog ran out in the street during the summer and got killed. My grandmother died last week. And all of a sudden, I had a group of about 20. There was at least five who were relating to his ministry. And they wanted Jesus to heal him. We went through it in a matter of minutes. And then all of a sudden, he's raising his hand with a big grin on his face. And I said, what? He says, I think I have a revelation. I said, what is your revelation? He says, I saw my rabbit and her dog playing in heaven.
So, Jen, tell me briefly some children of what they've been healed of physically.
Okay. We had a family come into our church fairly recently, and they had already learned, the children had already learned about Jesus the Forgiver in Sunday school, and they were practicing it in everyday life, dealing with any negative emotion, any fear. And then all of a sudden,
You tell them that the divine healer is within.
I didn't tell them. They had never heard our teaching on this, but they had learned Jesus the Forgiver. But one of the brothers kicked the little girl in the hand. She couldn't move her hand. The mother said, okay, we're going to the doctor, because she thought it was broken. I mean, complete immobility, excruciating pain, 30-minute drive to the doctor. And on the way there, the mother said, you know, we have Jesus the Forgiver. We have Jesus the Healer, too. You guys, Sherry, the little girl, start yielding to Jesus the Healer in you. Boys, we're going to release Jesus the Healer out of our bellies to her. And the pain had gone down significantly by the time they got to the parking lot at the doctor's office. And so the mom said, they were counting down, where's the pain level now? And it had gone from a 10, 1 to 10 being 1 none, 10 terrible. It had gone down from a 10 to a 4. And so the mom said, well, it's your call. Do you want to go and see the doctor, or do you want to turn around and go home and keep praying? They went home and they kept praying, and her thumb was totally healed. Now, a couple of weeks after that, her brother accidentally punched another brother. And the mom said she could see the broken bone in the back of his hand. She could see it with her eyes. And so she did some checking and learned a break like that would probably require surgery and pins. Now, the little boy didn't want to go to the hospital and have surgery. So the mom gave him the choice. You want to pray like your sister prayed, or do you want to go to the doctor in the hospital? And he said, I want to pray. And so they started praying the same way. He was yielding to the healer in him. They were releasing healing out to him. And it took a little while, but the mom said she had never before seen an injury that she could see the visible evidence that bone came back together. They didn't just learn to yield to the healer in them. They were tapping into Jesus, the miracle worker. And since that time, the children have found out, because the mom said, having 5 children, one's getting injured all the time. They have learned to regularly go to Jesus for healings. And she said, the more they do it, the faster the healings are coming.
Well, that sounds like better than any insurance policy offered by your government. They have found, against psychology, who says forgiveness is a process, you can instantly forgive. Would you pray for people, Dennis, right now, to be for Jesus the healer and Jesus the forgiver?
Absolutely. I want you to begin by doing just as I instructed Jennifer. I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to change your focus down to your Bible heart, down to your spirit. And as you change your focus there, I want from that place, I want you to yield and release Jesus, the Messiah, the healer, to rise with healing in his wings. The healer lives in you. Let him rise like an artesian well and welcome him.
Not only does healing, Jesus, the healer, live in you, Jesus, the forgiver, live in you, but Jesus, your shalom. Many of you are feeling that peace. That peace alone is going to knock out that sickness.
Yeah. Did you know that you were not designed to live in pain, sickness, or emotional torment? The same God that formed you is also your healer. Dr. Jen Clark has earned 3 degrees in biblical counseling and psychology, while her husband Dennis Clark attended the School of the Holy Spirit, where God gave Dennis hidden keys to awaken God's healing power within you. Now they want to hand these supernatural keys to you. Call now to get Dennis and Dr. Jen Clark's powerful book and exclusive 3-part audio CD teaching series, Releasing the Divine Healer Within. The book is our second release from its Supernatural Press. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9326.
Do you know that God did not design us to live with emotional torment, physical illness, stress, or any of those bad things? If it wasn't in the Garden of Eden in the beginning, God does not want us to have it now.
Dennis and Dr. Jen Clark combine both science and the supernatural. In other words, science is finally catching up to the Bible to bring you fresh revelation through their step-by-step guide to release the divine healer within you. Through this teaching, you will learn how to welcome God's creative power to transform every part of your life, even down to a cellular level. Step into your spirit-filled identity and let God heal through you. Live stress-free. Overcome toxic emotions and walk in supernatural rest. Break through the barriers to receive your miracle. Release the energy of faith and prayer to experience healing, provision, and abundant life.
We've seen adults, parents, come and approach us because of what they saw changed in their children's life as a result. So this is a return to the simplicity of Christ. It is not complicated.
The book and 3-part audio CD teaching series includes many powerful, life-changing prayers that will lead you into your healing much faster than you ever could have dreamed.
You get rid of your toxic emotions. You get rid of stress. You develop walking 24/7 in the supernatural shalom, peace of God, and diseases, as they said, they were even praying. These diseases just left. There was no place for them. I can't wait for you to get the book. This is the freshest, most significant approach to healing that I have ever seen. I've got to get this brand new book, Releasing the Divine Healer Within, and the 3-CD teaching set. And I want you to be whole. You know why? Jesus is coming back soon, and He wants you to be whole.
Don't miss out on getting Dennis and Dr. Jen Clark's powerful book and exclusive 3-part audio CD teaching series, Releasing the Divine Healer Within. The book is our second release from its Supernatural Press. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9326. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9326. Or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. Many of your angels are unemployed. Why? Because you don't know how to cooperate with them. Anyone want to learn?
Yeah!
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.